The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. I think it's one of the really wonderful things to do is to sit down to meditate. I think it touches into some of the it relates to or it is connected to some of the more profound aspects of being a human being that are often overlooked if we spend the day distracted, spend the day preoccupied. And that if we can learn to stop everything in a certain kind of way, stop the busyness of the mind, the preoccupations of the mind, the spinning of the mind, that we have an opportunity to connect and feel the depth of us or that which is at the core of us or that which is has the most integrity or the most greatest sense of peace and well-being. And it's a great thing that to do this. So today, we're still on the week of focusing on delusion. And today I'd like to offer you what could be considered a little bit of a maybe advanced practice, so don't feel like you have to do it well. But maybe it'll give you a taste of something that will help you appreciate the absence of delusion, or if not the absence, the opposite, the prevalence of delusion in the mind. And this meditation has two stages or two steps. First is the warm-up step, just a kind of the way of getting started and warming up, getting settled, preparing ourselves, getting ourselves ready for the second one. And so to engage in the first one with interest and a certain dedication, like, okay, this is worthwhile, and let me kind of think of this as going through the warm-up exercise. And so give yourself over to it the best you can. And then the second stage is to sit and meditate, doing nothing except allowing awareness to be open, allowing awareness to be present for whatever wants to come into awareness. And the awareness in this circumstance, the knowing, the awareness, the mindfulness, is with a mind that doesn't move. The attention doesn't get directed anywhere. Attention doesn't get doesn't move from the breathing to a sound or to, you know, anything. All those things can be known, but the mind doesn't move. The mind doesn't is not trying to do anything. It's just there, doing nothing. And what that can allow us to do is to see how much the mind wants to move, how much the mind goes this way and that way, how much desires are operating, aversions are operating, and delusion. And in fact, the theory or the idea is that any time the mind has greed or aversion and moves for that reason, and there's some delusion that's operating, and perhaps even just theoretically or hypothetically, any time the mind moves to go someplace or to pick something up or to avoid something or analyze something or fix something, that maybe there's a little bit of delusion operating there. The delusion that the mind is not capable of having profound peace by itself. So something like that. So two stages of meditation today. So for this first step, assume maybe your regular meditation posture with giving some care and attention to establish yourself in that posture, making small adjustments to kind of get yourself aligned and attuned to your body from the inside out. And to gently close your eyes and giving yourself over to it, giving your attention over as if it's the only thing you need to do. Take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And then as you exhale deeply, fully, relax the body, especially the shoulders. The whole upper torso, let it settle and soften. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And again, also, as you exhale, maybe a deeper softening, relaxing, first of the face, maybe more in the shoulders. And in the belly. And perhaps as you exhale, you can also quiet the thinking mind. Allowing the thinking mind to calm a bit, slow down. And as you exhale, relaxing the thinking muscle, the tension, pressure to think. And then to settle in to the body's experience of breathing. Not so much making a lot of effort to stay with the breathing, but to, as you breathe, to shed the concerns for thinking. As you breathe, let the thinking recede, like a boat moving through water that doesn't stop for the water, but somehow just keeps going straight, and the water just washes off the side of the hull and is left behind. Stay on the breathing, and let your thoughts recede in the wake. And this first step of meditation is to let the thinking mind settle and quiet by just staying closely connected to your breathing. As you exhale, gently, maybe sweetly, soften your body. A softening move, wave through the body. And as you exhale, gently, sweetly, a softening wave through the mind. As you exhale, let there be a simple softening in the exhale. And then at the end of the exhale, let there be a stillness, a silence, a kind of momentary pause where the mind becomes quiet, letting go of thoughts and concerns. And for a moment, awareness just is, without any rush of thinking and thoughts. The moment at the end of the exhale, maybe the mind is quiet, like it would be if you were going to listen to a faint sound far in the distance, a quiet, a stillness. Where awareness just is, for a moment without any doing on your part. And that pause can be quite momentary, but perhaps you can then maintain this quiet, still mind as you inhale. Maybe it's a gentle receiving of the inhale. Where the sensations of inhale fill the space in the mind that is normally filled with thinking and thoughts. Seeing if you can let the mind, the awareness, consciousness, be still and quiet. Noticing that aspect of consciousness where there's no work, no engaging in activity of being conscious or doing awareness, where breathing in and breathing out is allowed to simply appear in consciousness. And then letting go of any focus on the breathing. See if you can let go of any doing in the mind. And if you start thinking, that's a doing. If you intentionally focus on the breathing, that's a doing. And rather than doing anything, it's more like the mind is just very still, quiet, peaceful. Nothing to do. As experience appears in consciousness. Breathing might appear, sensations might appear, sounds, without any preference for what appears. Settle back into the still, quiet mind with nothing to do, but where consciousness, in consciousness, present moment experience simply appears and maybe disappears. And if in this way of practicing, it highlights how much the mind wants to do, then the exercise is working. You're seeing clearly the doing momentum of the mind. But see if you can rest behind it or underneath it to that place where consciousness doesn't need to do anything. Consciousness just is. And it's aware of the things that come and go, including the tendency to do. If you're thinking, you're probably doing and involved in it. See if the mind cannot be actively involved in anything. The awareness not involved. Except that phenomena appear, disappear in consciousness. But consciousness itself is unmoving. Awareness is not directed anywhere. It's just very quiet and still with a 360 degree range of perception. And in the last minutes of the sitting, continue sensing or maybe even imagining the sweetness of consciousness which is at rest in itself, that doesn't have to work or do anything or avoid anything. The consciousness or the mind is as at ease and peaceful and unmoving as you've been in the best times of your life of being at peace or at rest. Maybe a time when you finished the day's work. And then perhaps within that awareness, you might feel or search for a place of sweetness, tenderness. Some people might call it inner goodness. With which now you can become aware of the people in your life. Those you know, those you don't know. People spreading out from where you are now, out across the lands, across the oceans, into the lands of other continents. And to take a few moments to appreciate the basic humanity of all people. And to offer a basic goodwill, well-wishing for all beings. And perhaps a wish for yourself that you could be peaceful, settled, enough to care for the welfare and happiness of others without that care being agitating or any pressure with it. May it be that you care for the welfare and happiness of others in a way that's easeful, that actually is nourishing for you. And with this ease, wishing, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may you contribute to this possibility.